For the past 103 years, M.S. Rao Antiques has been selling rare and precious objects from its landmark store on Royal Street. It is not only the second oldest art and antique gallery in New Orleans, but also, according to its owner, the largest purveyor of rare fine art in North America. Now through May 4th, Rao is also hosting an exhibition, its first in 3 years, called Innocence, Temptation, Power, focusing on women in art. Among the 53 works on view are pieces by Van Gogh, Matisse, Norman Rockwell. CEO Bill Rao is a third-generation purveyor of such one-of-a-kind things. As with so many multi-generational New Orleans business owners, he never considered doing anything else.
As a friend of mine told me in a family business, he said the road to the top is a lot shorter, but it's a lot rockier. One good thing about working with your father and your uncle or grandmother, if you mess up, there's no hesitation in them telling you whatsoever. But it was also the greatest learning curve that one could ever imagine, because I was thrown in and expected to perform, and thankfully, I'd like to think that we did okay.
So how does one develop a feel for what is rare and wonderful and what is not?
Well, the easiest way is to buy the wrong thing once and then get yelled at for about 2 weeks. You learn so much more by handling the pieces, and that's the way we prefer it.
Those expensive things have long been a New Orleans hallmark for American shoppers.
Up until 1962, New Orleans was by far the largest city in the South. And New Orleans was also the shopping center of the South. And so whatever one's desire was, they could come to New Orleans and typically achieve their goals. And because of that, we were known all over.
Nowadays, buyers don't necessarily have to come to New Orleans. Rao can go to them.
I mean, we have a website, obviously, and we do online business, and we do a lot of online marketing. We're making sales to people in Saudi Arabia and Lebanon and Egypt in the past week that we would have never been able to hit prior to this. We're making a sale, in theory, to China next week. Of course, when I was growing up, China didn't exist. I mean, you know, that was the place my mother told me to eat all my food, so because there were people starving there.
These days, the art, too, can come to Rao.
We advertise a lot, and it utterly amazes me how many things we get offered. Now, to be fair, we may buy one out of every 150 that we get offered, but we might get offered 250 in a week. So finding objects, sometimes they find us.
So what exactly is Bill Rao looking for when he puts on a state-of-the-art exhibition or chooses an exquisite piece of jewelry? A perfect period chair or a painting extraordinaire?
Every object is different. You know, I can't tell you there's a standard formula for being able to find a certain piece in a certain way, because it just doesn't exist. I just read a quote by Warren Buffett that said it's far better to buy a good company at a fair price than a fair company at a good price. And it's really the exact same thing with works of art or antiques or objects. If you buy something great, historically, you're going to do much better than if you buy something average.
So if you're in the French Quarter one of these days, take a stroll through the 30,000 square foot showroom at Rao. It's sort of like an eclectic, rarefied museum, but you can touch the art. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.